SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Your boy Logan Cruz here, dropping some truth bombs as always. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another preaky podcast about feeling good, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a fluffy marshmallow who shies away from challenges. This is about building inner resilience, the kind of strength that lets you bounce back from setbacks, face fears head on, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up? You know that feeling when you mess up, even something small, and your inner critic unleashes a torrent of negativity. That, my friends, is the voice of self-criticism, and it's wreaking havoc on your mental well-being. But here's the game changer. Practicing self-compassion isn't about ignoring mistakes or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this: if your best buddy stumbled and scraped their knee, what'd you say? You idiot, you should have been more careful. No, right? You'd probably say something like, hey, that sucks, let me help you clean it up. That's self-compassion in action. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that setbacks are a part of life, and instead of berating ourselves, we offer ourselves a warm hug of support and encouragement. And guess what? This simple shift in mindset can work wonders for your mental health. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-compassion journey. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. The first step is admitting that you're human, and humans make mistakes. Don't try to hide your struggles or pretend everything's perfect. Own them, embrace them, and allow yourself to feel whatever emotions come up. Bottling things up only makes them fester. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to just be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, your physical sensations. This helps you detach from negative thoughts and cultivate a sense of calm and acceptance. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that inner critic, giving yourself space to breathe and observe without judgment. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Imagine talking to a close friend going through a rough patch. You'd offer words of comfort and support, right? Do the same for yourself. When you stumble, instead of saying, I'm such an idiot, try saying something like, that was tough, but I could learn from this. Be your own cheerleader, not your own harshest critic. 4. Remember your shared humanity. You are not alone in your struggles. Everyone faces challenges, doubts, and setbacks. Recognizing that we're all in this together can help lessen the sting of feeling inadequate or isolated. Think about all the amazing people you admire, they've likely faced their share of hurdles too. 5. Celebrate your accomplishments. No matter how small, acknowledge your wins. Did you finish a tough workout? Nail a presentation at work? Take a moment to celebrate these achievements and give yourself credit for your hard work and dedication. This helps build confidence and reinforces the positive aspects of who you are. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big job interview, and you completely bomb it. You stumble over your words, forget key points, and feel like you just threw away a huge opportunity. That inner critic starts chirping. You messed up. You're not good enough. What an idiot. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, what if you practice self-compassion? Maybe you'd say to yourself, okay, that didn't go as planned, but I learned from it. Next time, I'll focus on, or even, it's just one interview, I've got this. See the difference? Self-compassion doesn't mean pretending everything is perfect. It means acknowledging the misstep, learning from it, and moving forward with kindness towards yourself. Remember, folks, practicing self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge our imperfections and treat ourselves with love and understanding. So start today, cultivate that inner kindness, and watch your mental well-being flourish. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Leave a review if you find it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep spreading this message of love and resilience together. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.